Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, no Phillies tonight, so you have a full evening show. Well, you don't, because you have Thursday Night Football, right?
I'm just happy there's no Phillies tonight.
God, you and me both, man. This is going to be a long couple weeks, isn't it? They can't win.
No, it won't be long. It may be long for them.
It's going to be long for me. Yeah, man. Unbelievable. All right, well, we don't have to worry about the Phillies tonight, but we do have to worry about the Eagles on Sunday. And I'm not worried. I feel good about it. I'll be down there in Tampa with a lot of other Eagles fans and joining us right now. And normally he's Tuesdays, but because there was a doubleheader, we had to switch him a little bit. So he joins us today, brought to you by Hers. On game day, choose the snack of champions by grabbing a bag of new Hers mini pub-style pretzels. Grab a bag today. The great Mike Quick with Marks and Reese. What's up, Mike?
Marks and Reese, what's going on?
Q!
What's up, Mike?
Well, what's up is we're talking to one of the great Eagle wide receivers in the franchise history, and when I saw the Eagles on Thursday night, they won the game, but I didn't see a lot of great wide receiver play, and maybe it was because that Doug was being conservative. From your eyes, what did you see? You know, Nelson had 8 catches for 33 yards, which is incredible. There wasn't a lot of targets for Mike Wallace. What did you see overall from the receivers?
Not a lot to talk about, quite honestly. Didn't see enough guys fighting hard enough to get space for Nick to throw the ball. Didn't see much of them going downfield. I think Mike Wallace may have been targeted 3 times. But just, you know, I just haven't seen enough out of him yet. Haven't seen enough out of this receiving core. I was hoping to see a little bit more of Dallas Goedert because I do believe that having he and Zach Ertz on the field together, I think that's a really good combination that they can take advantage of. Hoping to see more of that. You know, Nelson Aguilar can do so many things, and one of the things that I want to see more of is Nelson actually getting downfield.
Yeah, I was surprised, Q, that they didn't at least try to move Nelson outside. I know they were. I saw some reports of where he had lined up outside during the week in practice and even out there in the warm-up, so it was obviously in the game plan somewhere, but they didn't take any shots with him down the field. Can you see that possibly happening this week? Because I don't know. Hell, I mean, they're not bringing anybody back that's going to be any more significant than what they had last week. Do you try to get Nelson on the outside a little bit and see if you can work him down the field?
Well, I'm hoping to see that. I think last week's game plan was a little bit conservative, and I'm hoping to see them open it up a little bit more and get Nelson down the field. For sure, you know, they've got to get Mike Wallace involved in the game. Got to get him to where they're getting him down the field and getting the ball into his hands some. You know, he's a slant, post, deep ball type of route runner, and they've got to create ways to get the ball into his hands just to see if he can add to this offense.
Yep, that's the great Mike Quick on with Marks and Reese. Mike, we agree with you. We talked about this earlier in the week, the conservative game plan from Doug, really, I guess, trying to protect Nick and the rest of the offense that really wasn't out there. It's almost like game one in the NFL, half the first half is preseason because these guys haven't played. But I was really surprised Darren Sproles got as many touches as he did. And I know Doug said afterwards it was less about Jay Ajayi and it was more about trying to get Darren involved and kind of almost it was a surprise to Atlanta. But it shows you Doug right now, he just doesn't have a lot of confidence in making plays to where he's trying to use Darren kind of just to be sneaky to get some yards and some points maybe that way. So, I mean, when you see this, if the Eagles need to put up some points this week, if Tampa puts up points, how did the Eagles do it? I mean, are they doing it with pounding the ball with Ajayi? Do they just need to get Zach Ertz more involved? How would you try to do it?
I think looking at what they were able to do last week, Tampa Bay, I'm talking, I would the game plans and the way the Eagles approached games last year, they were able to keep the ball away from teams. They led the league in time of possession. I would look for that type of performance for this team. 10-play, 12-play types of drives where they're taking chunks out of the defense, methodically moving the ball down the field, and eventually getting into the end zone for touchdowns. That's what I expect. That's what I want to see. You know, nice chunk plays, even if they're not plus 20-yard plays, they're 12-yard plays or 16-yard plays. And you have to get both those tight ends involved in that. I think until Alshon Jeffrey is back fully and you know, in playing games, I think you have to lean on both those tight ends a little bit more.
Yeah, work that middle of the field with these guys. See if you can just keep the chains moving. When you look at this defense, Q, going up against that offense that was able to score 48 points, obviously the Saints' defense is not the Eagles' defense, but part of that could have been the Saints may have been taking the Bucs a little bit lightly because of Fitzpatrick was back there. We've gotten to see him a few times go up against the Eagles. You've called games with him on the opposite side of the field going up against the Eagles. What do you see when you look at Ryan Fitzpatrick as a quarterback, and what do you think Jim Schwartz is going to be able to do to kind of slow down this Bucs offense?
Well, he's certainly not, you know, the most talented quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's a hot and cold type of quarterback, and he was hot certainly last week. I don't think he'll – I just can't imagine him playing that type of game back-to-back.
Right.
He does have a lot of great weapons, and that's what he has going for him. When you look at Mike Wallace, what he brings, DeSean Jackson, and Chris Godwin, you know, that is a – That's three really talented receivers. It's hard to go around the league and find a group that's as talented or more talented than those guys. And then O.J. Howard and the other tight end, that's a lot of firepower. So that makes it easy for him. He's got so many different weapons, and he's a smart enough guy that he knows where the mismatch is going to be. So it's just a matter of him getting to that mismatch. I think the Eagles have to be in a zone where you're not letting anybody get behind you, and you're making sure that you tackle the ball in front of you. That I think is the way Jim Schwartz has to play this thing and make sure that they're not giving up big plays. I think that team had 9 plays that were plus 20-yard plays in that game. You just can't win if you're giving up big plays like that throughout the game.
Yeah.
Man, 9 20-plus yard plays in one game? That's a lot of big plays in one
dangerous
game.
Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of offense. And, you know, between DeSean and Mike Evans, they had, what, 3 touchdowns and nearly 300 yards receiving?
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what Fitzpatrick has going for him.
Yep, he does. You get to him, you get pressure on him. I think that changes a lot, and the Saints got nowhere near him last week, so I think it's pretty easy. If you get to Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're going to have a much better chance to win the game, Mike.
Yeah, that's going to be the difference. The difference is going to be how the defensive line and the linebackers affect his ability to pass the ball. I don't think he's going to be comfortable, even on the deep drops. Last week, Fitzpatrick didn't have any problems with throwing the ball because even on the deep drops, he didn't have people in his face. Even when he had to hold the ball, he didn't have people in his face. It's going to be a different story on Sunday.
Yes, it will. And Mike will be on the call with Merrill live from Tampa right here on 94 WIP. Always a pleasure, Mike. We'll see you. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, Q.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.